What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Over at CNN, one of their hosts, Don Lemon, actually came on out and said the biggest terror threat to America is white men. And his justification for that, of course, is that there was a white male shooter at the synagogue and a white male supposedly behind these phony bombs. So anyway, all right, let's talk about the conflict zones because there is a lot going on over there. In Syria, Turkey is finishing their preparations for a major operation against YPG. And according to reports, units of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham have attacked National Front for Liberation positions in the village of Kafr Hamra on October 29th and gained full control of the area by the evening. So it's going back and forth over there. Now, Erdogan is vowing to crush the U.S.-backed Kurdish YPG in Syria. And apparently in a speech before Turkey's parliament, Erdogan vowed to see his country crush the Kurdish YPG in Syria. He says all preparations for the long-threatened offensive are completed and the active operations have started. So it's definitely on. It's definitely on. Okay, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call here from Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I saw on What Really Happened today, to continue on with the white nationalism theme that is a real theme, by the way, the Don Lemon thing, where he, Don Lemon, is claiming that white men are the biggest terror threat in the country. The Southern Poverty Law Center echoes much the same thing. We all know who they're funded by as well. And this is a concerted thing from the Jewish lobby, who gave us the whole anti-Semitic definition that any criticism of Israel, of course, is anti-Semitic. A real country that drops real bombs, that kills real people, invades real countries, and steals real money and real secrets from us, and has a real fifth column in the United States. And this is a concerted attack, Mike. There's just no doubt about it. And it's a long-running thing. It's really been building, don't you think, for about the last 6 months?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've been seeing it, and a lot of people were commenting. All of a sudden, it's apparently socially acceptable to discriminate against white heterosexual males.
Was the Evergreen Community College or something up in Oregon that had a white-free day? We've had professors that come out and say that genocide against whites are what they want for Christmas. Nothing. They're never held accountable for that either.
No, they're not. If somebody came on out and called for genocide against the blacks, you know, they'd be locked up. But all of a sudden, it's open season on.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. Or the Hispanics. But all of a sudden, it's open season on white people. It's politically acceptable. Well, not to me, it isn't.
Well, yeah, it shouldn't be to anybody. It's just like it shouldn't be to anybody for anything. But it's definitely, there's design and there's planning behind all this. These people are taking away our First Amendment rights and vilifying us, I guess, as the only people that can stand away in the way of Jewish supremacists. You know, the only people that will stand in the way, I assume, are the 70% of the country or 75% that are white. And
It's not just the Jewish supremacy, because they're pretty much in charge anyway. But the Democrats have been fanning this up by telling feminists that the reason you're not successful in the corporate world is the male patriarchy. They're telling the black population, you know, the white man is holding you down. And they're certainly telling the Hispanics, you know, that the white population is the reason that the borders are being closed and your families can't come in. We've become the scapegoat, and people need to understand this exact same thing happened in Nazi Germany, which is why that comment about Kristallnacht is so ironic, because Germany, when they were coming out of the Weimar Republic inflation, there was a lot of hunger and a lot of suffering, and the bankers were taking advantage of the people, and everything bad that went wrong started to be blamed on the Jews, and that was a deliberate policy of scapegoating them by the Nazi powers. You know, bad weather, it's the Jews. A flat tire on the car, it's the Jews. And we know what it led to. And all of a sudden, we're seeing that same thing here, just as we've seen anti-white hysteria get out of control down in Zimbabwe and South Africa and now Namibia.
And violence against white people is acceptable. You know, it seems to be an acceptable thing now for people to be violent against. Like, if you've got a Trump sign left over from 2016 in your front yard, or God forbid, on your car, you don't have a car. I mean, it's been keyed, yep. Or it's been you know. I mean, the violence against also against white people is, it seems to be allowed, oh, my God, you know, anything happens. Oh, by the way, whenever there's a Jewish killer or something like that, they don't have a statistic for that. That goes in with us. It's yes. White. That, you know, if it's a Jewish perpetrator, it's considered white. But look at this. Yes. They don't consider themselves that. They're vilifying us.
No, it's more than that. This is policy from the Anti-Defamation League, where they don't want negative newspaper coverage. I mean, if you go all the way back to the origins of the Anti-Defamation League, and it had to do with this horrific murder and a very controversial trial over the killing of this girl, Mary Fagan, and I forget the name of the guy who basically... Everybody knew he did it. He was convicted by a jury of his peers. Then the governor of the state issued him an immediate pardon, at which point he was grabbed and lynched. And in the wake of that, the Anti-Defamation League was formed with the express purpose of propagandizing the American people so that they never saw the negative side of the Jewish population.
And Mike, it's important to remind people how the Anti-Defamation League back in the 90s was caught spying on mostly yes. black groups, but everybody else. And now, of course, there's information that the Israeli embassy has been spying on Facebook and on BDS supporters and feeding us. They're trying to, you know, they're trying to deny people jobs. I mean, there's a real
yes.
price to be paid for these guys. They're absolutely insidious. So, whatever.
They absolutely are. I mean, this whole canary mission where they're literally tracking students in college who they determine are not sufficiently supportive of Israel, or even worse, they actually see the point of view of the Palestinians, and they're putting them on this website to make sure they can't get a decent job after they leave college. I mean, to me, that's an act of terror. In fact, I think under the definition of the USA Patriot Act, I think it could actually be construed as an act of terror.
Being done by a foreign intelligence agency and a foreign government with the complicity yep. of a fifth column in the United States. This is a freaking yep. fifth column. So yep. let's call it what it is, and let's behave the way. I mean, there certainly are people who are not, but they are mute. So, anyways, it's a fifth column. They are really they're a cancer. The fifth column is, anyways.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, they're traitors to their own country.
Well, their own country is themselves. And it seems to be that's their identity is. When you look back at all the stuff that happened during the Second World War, and apparently all the whatever the atrocities were committed against the Jews by the Poles, by the Ukrainians, can you imagine? Look what they've done here at 1.8% of the population. They dominate, you know, they dominate the media, they dominate the law, they dominate, they own Congress, they own the press, they own everything. All the, you know, everything pretty much is controlled by them. And can you imagine, this is with a mature country that's 200 some years old with mature institutions. Imagine what they did in Poland when they were more than 1.7%, or the Ukraine or Belarus or whatever, and well, how they must have taken over there.
Yeah, going back over the last 2,000 years, when you look at all the expulsions and persecutions, there's one common factor. And that is that the Jewish population refuses to assimilate into the society. They see themselves as a separate country within the country. And they openly discriminate against everybody else around them. And that's a reality we have in this country. Everyone's always talking about it's bad to discriminate. Don't discriminate against the blacks. Don't discriminate against the Hispanics. But we ourselves are being discriminated against. But if you dare say anything about it, you're labeled an anti-Semite.
Mike, one last thing, and that is, if you look at the heads of the Federal Reserve, they've all, for the last 40 or 50 years, they've all been Jewish. Even now, look at the Secretary of the Treasury. They're all Jewish now. That's a Jews only position. Nobody else is allowed to be in the Secretary of Treasury. Nobody's allowed to be head of the Federal Reserve. Those are positions that are Jews, almost exclusively for Jews. And it goes on and on, and that's just the powers above the ground.
Yeah, they look out for each other. Anyway, Peter, going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to go to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Tried to get in yesterday. I guess you had some phone problems, huh?
Yeah, we had phone problems. The little hamster in the wire wheel behind everything, he passed away.
Was the hamster work for the Anti-Defamation League?
Well, no, but the hamster was old. We have to get a new hamster.
Listen, Mike, it's just amazing to me. I'm not a genius when it comes to history, but if you look back over 1,600 years ago, I think it was 1,608 years ago to be exact, Rome was sacked for the first time in 800 years by the Visigoths and Alaric.
Yes.
And I couldn't help but looking at it, kind of reading about it again, and, you know, Alaric was a Christian. He became a Christian.
Yes.
And who let him in the gates, the Roman gates, were slaves. You know, it just reminds me so much of this, not maybe on that scale, but just how, you know, the country always gets rotten from the inside. And we have people in this country that would want to open the gates, just like Alaric had the slaves open the gates. And they ransacked Rome. And, you know,
happening here. I mean, it's not as obvious as you would see in a movie where they're running through the streets with burlap sacks and grabbing stuff. But if you think about the financial drain on our economy, the competition for jobs, competition for resources, it's already happening. It's in slow motion, and that makes it kind of hard to see. But, yeah, there's definitely a negative impact.
Well, Jerome, St. Jerome, lamentated over the – if you, I never read much of his writings, but I'm a non-religious person like you, but I was raised a Catholic, so I just learned a little bit about him. But, you know, he lamentated about how could this possibly happen? The Rome, which conquered the world, could open their gates and be taken over in just a matter of days and be ransacked. After 800 years, they couldn't believe it. The same thing they're trying to... It's almost, you know, history doesn't repeat itself. They say it rhymes. No, I think this one's repeating itself, to be honest with you.
No, I mean, if the Democrats get their way and the borders are kept open, or if George Soros gets his way, and they flood this country with all these refugees and illegal immigrants, the United States, as we know it, will disappear. And, of course, that's part of the agenda of George Soros, is that he wants all individual nations to disappear, leaving behind a one-world government. And I know that he's not going to get Russia and China to go along with that without much of a fight. But that's exactly what the agenda is.
How come George Soros, I'll let you go, Mike, because you got other callers I know. How come George Soros hasn't been arrested? This is sedition of the most, you know, the highest sort.
I agree. He should be arrested. I mean, his funding of violence-prone groups, that alone is a violation of the USA Patriot Act. But I imagine he has shared his billions with all of the necessary people, where he is untouchable. And in any event, if he were arrested, he's got so much money, his lawyers could keep whatever lawsuits were against him, whatever criminal trial was against him, locked up in appeals until George passes away of natural causes.
Well, Micah, thanks a lot for taking my call. You have to vent, you know, because this is so surreal just to see. I don't care if it's 1,000 people or 100 people. The very fact they think they can pour over our border and illegally, and all these people that waited in lines. I mean, my great-grandparents were immigrants. They came over to this country legally. This is a hard deal. They had to work. They had to survive just like yours did. And these people are just going to pour over the gates, and they think they're... What? It just blows me away. I can't. It's like it's a very surreal dream, a nightmare. And I hope there's no shooting. I hope they don't have a bloodbath that they can say, look what Trump did. He murdered innocent women and children. But I think that's kind of what they're trying to provoke, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, listen, Mo, we're going to let you go here. And before I take the next phone call here, just a story that's coming on up. Apparently, some unknown person went over to the house of the parents of the creator of Gab, turned on the propane tank on the parents' gas grill, turned the burner on, and let the propane leak out without anything, you know, there was no ignition source. So... somebody was sending a message here clearly, and hopefully the propane just blew away. But apparently there was enough of it where the neighbor smelled it and called the authorities. And so, yeah, it's getting ugly out there. All right, let's take another phone call. Frank in London, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Frank, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
My topic's about the Anti-Defamation League, the Zionist agenda, the neoconservative, and all these kind of, you know, competing agendas. But I urge people to make the distinction between the Israel government, the Zionist, and these people, and don't paint the whole Jewish people with the same brush, because, you know, we've got to be careful of that. Because
I absolutely agree.
Because we can walk ourselves in the trap. Oh, you're anti-Semitic, and I live in London, and you ask most people in London, they couldn't even define what an anti-Semite is. They just don't know, they just don't know. It's a myth. It's a myth that's been blown out of all proportion, and you get these talking heads and the pseudo-intellect trying to define it for us on telly, because obviously we're stupid, we don't know, you know. Somehow there's some sort of anti-Semite agenda going out somewhere out in the ether that, you know, the general public don't know about. You know, it's just ridiculous. And you have the Democrats, they keep pushing that. And at the same time, you've got people like Don Lemon on CNN, who doesn't really care about black people. Because he's black, it doesn't mean he cares. They have their own agenda. They're talking heads. Yep. And he's just saying the most outrageous, bigoted things and getting away with it. But it's okay because I can see, you know, looking on the outside, I can see the Democrats are doing a very good job of destroying themselves.
They are. Frank, we got to take a break for commercials. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Frank in London. And Frank, just sort of pick up from where you left off.
Yes. Like I was saying, we seem to it seems like it's okay for certain parties, the Democrats and people like that, of that sort, and the left to say all kind of outrageously racist remarks, and even black people who've walked away from the Democrats after decades of you know, believing in them, it seems like it's okay to make racist remarks about these people, which, you know, you can see the clear double standards. So I dare you to have a freedom of choice. You would be with us, or you would be called certain names. you know?
Yes.
And this is this.
Now,
this
do you
is
remember
just
over on
hypocrisy.
On Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman a while back, in fact, it's been a few years, she interviewed a member of Israel's Knesset who admitted on air that anti-Semite was just a tactic. It was a trick that Israel supporters would use to just stop people from asking questions that Israel couldn't answer. And that's where it all came from. Now, of course, they're trying to redefine it to say that all criticism of the government of Israel is hatred of the Jewish people, which is nonsense. That's like saying that the only reason anybody complains about the Nazis is they hate Germans. And it's completely and utterly absurd. But Israel survives on this kind of stuff, and the corporate media just eats it up and spits it right back out.
That's right. But in reality, it's not really gaining any traction because, you know, you get people at the workplace, they may not say that, you know, out of fear of maybe their employment might be at risk, but nobody is really buying it because it's not really tangible out there in the public.
It's being encoded into the law. Yeah, that's the real danger.
Yep. Because I don't know if you knew about Ken Livingstone. I don't know if you heard about Ken Livingstone. He was a politician. He used to be the former London mayor of London.
He
said that Zionism and Nazism, Zionism was just the other side of the coin, and he was vilified for that. But, you know, the guy was historically correct. You know, so this is where we are today. You know, the hypocrisy that is unbelievable. But I'm happy to see that a lot of people are opposing, are standing up like yourself and exposing these people for who they really are, you know. They're either a one-worlder or an Israel firster, one out of the two, you know. But that's what we see from the left-wing politics.
You yourself mentioned at the beginning of your call, you know, we don't want to paint with a broad brush. There are a lot of Jewish people who are just not involved in any of these activities, and, they're good people. I still look back on Rene Valente with a great deal of fondness. We do need to confine ourselves to specific individuals who are known to be doing bad things. And by the way, a lot of people wrote on in to remind me that the guy who killed Mary Fagan was named Leo Frank. And it was a big, ugly stink about that whole thing. Anything else, Frank?
Well, that's all, Mike. All I can say is thanks and keep educating people.
I will just as long as I can. And thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open here. Getting on back to the conflict zones, apparently the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes have killed over 120 civilians in Syria in this last month. These are non-combatants, which the U.S. likes to call collateral damage, like that somehow makes it much more acceptable to blow somebody into bloody bits. The Russian Ministry of Defense is still out there saying that the white helmets are getting ready for some kind of a big false flag chemical attack. Apparently, they're hiring locals to take part. They're paying in food, taking advantage of the hardship in the region here. And basically, Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov is saying that we have repeatedly informed the public about attempts by radical militants and the white helmets, notorious for their fakes, to organize provocations using chemical agents and accusing government forces of using chemical weapons against the local population. And apparently on October 27th, the Russian ministry received information that 10-liter containers of chlorine had been transferred for use in Marat al-Numan, a city in Idlib province. So, yeah, they're getting ready to do it. And they'll blame Assad, which is utterly ridiculous. Assad has nothing to gain from a chemical attack. But the U.S. corporate media is going to say, well, he's just evil. That's why he did. He's evil. It doesn't have to make sense. Just believe us. He's evil. We're good. And we're going to go in and kill a bunch of people. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look and how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Twisted steel was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Saudi Arabia, because things there are about to get very, very tense. Now, there's a report that came on out from Global Research up in Canada, basically confirming that this Saudi Tiger Hit Squad was formed last year by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to covertly assassinate regime critics internally and abroad. And apparently U.S. and other Western intelligence agencies know all about them. It's basically these dozens of highly skilled intelligence, security, and military operatives, all of them intensely loyal to Mohammed bin Salman. And what they'll do is abductions, and murders, the way Khashoggi was eliminated, staged car, plane, or helicopter crashes, fires claiming targeted individuals, poisonings, or lethal injections during routine hospital or other medical visits. So this appears to have been the group that did Khashoggi. And Mohammed bin Salman was very reckless to have this happen in the consulate. And I made the observation the other day that given how many journalists are killed anyway, why did this one attract so much attention? Now, there's no question that Khashoggi's writing for the Washington Post brought the Washington Post on board. And he was obviously more than just a writer. He appears to have had intelligence connections. But I speculated a while ago that this is being fanned up as part of a campaign to get Mohammed bin Salman out of power. And sure enough, today, story out of Middle East Monitor here, Saudi dissident Prince Khalid bin Farhan al-Saud says he expects a coup to be orchestrated against both King Salman and his heir, Prince Mohammed bin Salman. And he says the coming period will witness a coup against the king and the crown prince. And yes, his popular support is down because of Khashoggi. And basically, all that's happening now are attempts to postpone a direct accusation of who issued the orders to have him killed, which Khalid said could have been none other than Mohammed bin Salman. According to the prince, Khashoggi was planning to write his memoirs, which may have been one of the reasons that led to his assassination. Now, Prince Ahmed bin Abdulaziz, the youngest and only living brother of King Salman, has reportedly returned to the kingdom from London this week. And apparently the 76-year-old is plotting to oust his nephew, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, on his return. So a source close to the royals told the Middle East Eye, Prince Abdulaziz and others in the family have realized Mohammed bin Salman has become toxic. Yes, he sure has here. Okay, little bit of hopeful news. I'm not going to say it's good news yet, but hopeful news. Apparently, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis appears to have called for a ceasefire in Yemen to start in 30 days' time. It says this has gone on long enough. The optics on it are very bad for Saudi Arabia and for the United States and for everybody who's supplying the Saudis with the weapons. And it could very well be that the timing of this announcement is not a coincidence, because it may well be that anybody who's likely to replace Mohammed bin Salman may want to get out of the Yemen war, which has been very costly and has caused Saudi Arabia's public image a lot of damage. So Mattis is saying in 30 days, we're all going to sit down and gather around a table with a ceasefire in place, halt the airstrike operations, and try and work this out. Well, there's a very easy solution. Let the people of Yemen have their own government back. That's it. That's all it's going to take. Of course, that's not what the United States wants. The United States wants the people of Yemen under an internationally approved U.S.-backed government here. Now, Saudi Arabia is very worried about their public image here right now, and they're demanding that the aid agencies operating in Yemen should provide favorable publicity for Riyadh's role in providing some $930 million of humanitarian aid, according to an internal United Nations document. Now, obviously, Saudi's intervention in the war is widely regarded as a prime cause of the humanitarian disaster that has seen roughly 10,000 civilians killed and millions close to starvation. So, although many donors always ask for publicity in return for the grants, the extent of the Saudi demands are highly unusual, meaning they want a lot of favorable publicity. So it may be that Saudi Arabia is looking to replace their rulers. The new rulers coming on in are not going to want to perpetuate the Yemen war. And that's why Mattis is out there saying, let's sit down and call it quits. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. You know, you're just talking about Saudi Arabia and the journalist. That was... it's a disgrace. Anyways, he was, murdered in, Saudi consulate. You're obviously familiar with John Pilger and Seymour Hersh and guys like that, that caliber.
Yes.
I watched a video there on the weekend with John Pilger. It's a newer one. And he said, like, within the first 7 minutes of the interview, and it was like an hour long, that basically guys like him and Seymour Hersh, they can't get jobs. They have to do the online thing because that the media is so corrupted, it's so bought and paid for. They're just towing the company line. And he said it's disgraceful. It's absolutely disgraceful. And if he says that, you know what? I believe it. You've been saying it for years.
Yes.
And
learned it the hard way. I learned it the hard way all the way back with that Vincent Foster case. I mean, I walked into people I knew in the newsrooms at the major TV networks with what I thought was going to be, Pulitzer Prize winning story. And I was just going to hand it to them. And, it was universal. Get away from me with that. It was like I approached a vampire holding garlic or something.
Yeah. It's that U.S. dollar, right? We're slaves.
Yeah, they don't want to lose their jobs. Well, it's not just the dollar. It's vanity and ego. They're working in the newsroom. They're working for a TV network. They don't want to lose that.
No, they don't want to lose their sponsors, GE. I mean, look what's going on in Fukushima. It's ongoing, Mike. Nothing has changed. Those three nuclear reactors are still melting down. GE designed them. They installed them. And they screwed up. And they own a big chunk of media, and it's Burbot.
Okay, let's be clear here. Okay, General Electric designed that design of a reactor. They built two of them at the Fukushima Daiichi site. TEPCO constructed the other two using parts supplied by GE and following the blueprint. So there's the accuracy there. But that's going to be another, you'll pardon the expression, hot button issue, because Japan is just going to dump all that accumulated radioactive water in the ocean because they don't know what else to do with it. And I hope they don't wake up Godzilla.
Or create one.
Yes.
Right. Thanks a lot for your time, Mike. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Layla in Ontario. Layla, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Looking at the photos of the people in the caravan, while I feel a great deal of hostility towards them, because if they succeed in breaking through the U.S. border, those who do manage to slip through will eventually come to Canada because Trump will pursue them, I'm sure. So I feel very threatened by what's going on there. But there's one thing that I have not yet heard is the responsibility for why those people are so poor and why they have instead resorted to violence and drug peddling. The Catholic Church is greatly responsible wherever the Catholic Church has been strong. And it's not Christianity I'm objecting to. I am a Christian. I may not be a religious Christian, but the teachings of Christianity form the basis of a very moral society. So I'm not attacking Christianity. What I am saying is that the Catholic Church, the Catholic Bank, is a corporation, and it always has been. It is the vestiges of the Roman Empire, the corrupt portion of the Roman Empire. Now, Pope Francis.
Now, I think you're oversimplifying. Because throughout history, the Roman Catholic Church has always worked hand in hand with the ruling class. And together, they basically exploit the masses. Now, South America as a whole has been the victim of U.S. economic predation. And that really set the stage for them not having a lifestyle like we have or used to have in this country. And it doesn't help that many of those governments in South America are extraordinarily corrupt, and everybody's just grabbing what money there is for themselves because there really isn't enough to go around. And it's when you reach that stage that the population starts resorting to violence and crime and drug dealing, because, you know, if you can get away with the drug dealing, you can make a lot of money.
Well, yes, Mike, but I also lived in Quebec, where the Catholic Church was largely responsible for keeping the French Catholic population under the thumb of the Anglos. This was well known, and once the French Catholics broke free of the Catholic Church, what the Church did was forbid, for example, contraception. So families were overburdened with too many children. No jobs.
Yes.
And so obviously desperation arises. Yes, and I remember the days of the Central Americans and South Americans and Mexicans flashing the signs, go home gringo, go home gringo. Yes, they were blaming the Americans because the Americans they thump through like a giant, making themselves incredibly obtrusive. However, the Church works in quiet ways to subjugate its army of people. Everyone wants to have large followers who donate to their cause. And the Catholic Church not only sexually abused the children and possibly adult women and maybe even men who just don't come forward, but it has been very abusive in many ways. But if the money that's in the Vatican Bank were to be used to help the people who put it there, I remember when I lived in Mexico, going to a place called Cristo Rey, where there was on the very top of a mountain the statue of a Christ figure, and the peasants would crawl up this long, long hill to the very top on their bare naked knees in order to deposit a centavo or two at the foot of the statue so the Church could have it.
Yep.
The people have, they have, now, again, the principles of Christianity are wonderful, and I think they are the most, I follow them through common sense, not for any other reason, quite frankly, but so it's not Christianity, and it is not even Catholicism. It is simply the corporate mentality of the Catholic Church. If this communist Pope Francis were to break open the bank and take care of those people who were in that caravan, or that those hordes of invading people who seem to feel justified because they've been robbed, they can rob back to anyone else who has too much. And one final thing that we always forget, Hollywood exported false images of life in North America. Everybody had grand homes, numerous cars, swimming pools. Do you think Mexicans or people all over the world, the poor people, did not watch those movies and say, I want that too? So, I mean, these ridiculous fantasies that Hollywood exported also contributed to the hunger for these luxuries. But most of all, in South America, I personally observed, and in Quebec, I observed it. And as I said, it was only after the French Canadians broke free of the Catholic Church, because the government worked closely with the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church was serving the Quebec, the provincial government, in keeping the French Canadians subjugated, uneducated, committed to having huge families, not practicing birth control. And I saw the very same thing in Mexico. So that's all I'm saying is, while I resent and feel almost a repulsion at what I see in this horde that is invading the U.S. border, at the same time, my heart goes out to them because I know what has led to. Nothing happens overnight. For people who criticize me for being too obsessed with historical events, everything is the result. Today is the sum of all the yesterdays and all the things that occurred within those yesterdays. And we cannot divorce today from its causes. And the other thing, too, is the word hate. You cannot divorce hate from humanity. You cannot make hate a crime. Is love a crime? Is anger a crime? I mean, this is part of our makeup. It's like breathing. Tell me not to breathe if you're going to tell me not to hate. I hate some insects. I hate some people. I mean, hate has got to be removed from the legislation that incorporates it in the titles of any crimes, because that's part of human nature to want things, to have a lust for luxury goods, and if they are devout believers, to obey God. And by the way, although I am not a devout religious Christian, I do believe in a supreme being. There is someone who is above us, and when we forget that, we begin to make ourselves supreme, and that is the other danger. So while people have misrepresented that supreme being and given him or it an anthropomorphic method of thinking, including vengeful, murderous orders, that is a distortion. Clearly there is a supreme being somewhere. Whatever it is, I do not know. But I think we all intuit that it is there, and that is why we aspire to be greater than we are. Anyway, I think I've said enough. I just want people to...
Yep, we're coming up on a commercial break.
Okay, look at the Catholic Church. Break the bank. The Vatican Bank.
All right.
Bye for now.
All right, thank you for the phone call. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with another caller after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wondering if any of the green products you have, I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder What's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want
to
do...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the phones here, I got an email saying that Layla is right. I was born here in Quebec 68 years ago, and I've lived here all my life. The Catholic Church ruled most Quebecers with an iron fist. Even 15 years ago in the smaller farming communities, it was common for the priest to drop in on couples still considered to be of childbearing age and ask lots of private personal questions if the woman was not dropping a kid every 2 to 2.5 years. And yeah, I think most people would agree that was tacky. But interestingly enough, in the history of California during the mission period, where all those missions were being run by the Catholics, and they converted and were using the indigenous natives as labor. And obviously, if you have more workers, you do better. And so the priests would literally put a man and a woman, a Native American man and woman, into a room and stand there and watch to make sure that the man impregnated her. And if the man refused, he would be flogged. All righty, let's take another phone call here. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A very kinky routine there you just described. Okay, so I'm not going to name any names, but I've got a low tolerance threshold for immigrants that trash talk their host country, try to hurt their tourist industry, especially when they're getting benefits in the country. Hey, regarding the Russian, there's some Russian generals proposing to use super nukes on the Yellowstone volcano and the San Andreas fault line to take us out without an all-out nuclear exchange. Not that that would probably work. We'd still probably retaliate. But this guy is saying that this would put an end to the transnational elite and an end to the sanctions against Russia. So it was kind of an eye-opener to realize how much these sanctions are upsetting them. And it reminded me of like an abused wife that's keeping quiet for years, but secretly in their heart, they're just plotting some like murder revenge one day.
Well, I don't know exactly where this story was sourced, and I'm questioning whether it might be fake news to make the Russians look bad. But the fact of the matter is that the top of the magma chamber underneath the Yellowstone supervolcano is 5 miles deep. And we're talking 5 miles of congealed lava, which has the consistency of poured concrete. And there is no nuclear weapon that could punch a vent through that, not even the Soviet Union's Tsar bomber, which they only built one of as a technology demonstrator, and they already detonated that one. So it's a nonsensical idea. If you wanted to use a nuclear weapon to attack the United States and make it look like an act of nature, then you would head to the Canary Islands, to Cumbre Vieja, which is this volcano whose western flank is already showing signs of subsidence. There's a rift zone. Where literally the entire side of the mountain has already dropped down about 10 feet. So you go into one of the lava tubes and you set off the nuke there. The western side of the volcano plops into the ocean. You get a mega tsunami. Anyway, Mateus, got
to
take a break
for
station
identification.
All right, I'll keep you over. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.